Now we're in separation. You want me to explain, but explain it, I'll get from the end of it. And I'll come back separation. Yes, the bench just bowed down on the feet. And the bridge was. But all I want one language. But it may take birth in the budget. Simple matter, simple fever. So that I'll be trampled by the local street. And the rest of the street. Bhagavan is bound to Krishna. It's so intense. And when Krishna wanted to taste it, Radharani complained, said, no, you cannot. Even when you walk on the pathways of Vraja, your feet are so soft that even if you fall, trip comes yourself. Actually, when Krishna moves here and there, in the forest and come down. The trees that drop so many petals of their flowers completely cover the floor. Krishna doesn't have to have any restraint. So Radharani said, no. You cannot sustain. You cannot even imagine what I have to go through when I am separated from you, when I am remembering you. The Radharani's separation is there. The rocks have started to crack. Kungs. Bodies of water, they start to go hard. Trees, they shrivel up, and instead of giving out nice flowers, they give out thorns. And she starts to cry, it sounds so strong, as it pierces hearts to the rest of us. The loser, what we lost, shrivel up, and disgrace. When Krishna comes again, such bliss falls from Radharani that the whole of Vrindavan lightens up. Flowers bloom. Even the opponents, so-called opponents, even godly ones, they are ultimately performing their service to enhance the God of Radharani. If you want to taste that love which Radha has for you. And then Radharani said, no, you cannot. Eventually she agreed, all right, on one condition then, my body will cover your body. Because when you start to taste, you lose separation, you start to roll up and down, you start to exhibit the various symptoms of Mahabharata. Perspiration flowing from the body, like rivers, limbs extending themselves and contracting themselves. Goosebumps all over the world. Tears streaming from the eyes. Body shaking, like it was in a tornado. Krishna won't be able to stand. She comes to Krishna's body, and Krishna is going to test Rudra Brahma in form of Brahma. This is why I'm playing to the world. There were several times in time for you, Brahma, who was coming to distribute Nam Sankirtan to that almost celestial body. The Grand Master came to distribute pure love of Godhead in the moon of which buses. Came to display how intense that love is. And some foolish persons, known as Grand Nagis, sometimes not even realizing that they're behaving like young Anandis, Anapa Sampradaya, of Rasmus. They think that Grandpa is the enjoyer. That he's enjoying. But no. It's a glass of us. Radha is displaying the mood of Radharani, who never, even in her dreams, thinks to enjoy it. She's always in the mood of sense. Always in the mood of sense. Whatever she wants. Want some other coffee well? I have no definition. However much pain, brings soul search. However much bliss brings soul search. The soul is absorbed in Krishna. The sweetness of Krishna is reflecting in her heart. And her heart is just like a shining mirror, reflecting back. And in fact, in that way, on Krishna's sweetness, his love of exchanges, they're ever expanding. And Radharani is ever expanding and tasting it. Thus, transcendental composition. Very fortunate. Come in contact with this Sankirtan movement, with this Sampradaya coming from Sri Aurobindo, Goswami, to get this rare opportunity to be able to enter into the mood of Vrijvasis, to be able to enter into the moods of the maidservants of Srimati Radha. It only happens once in a while. Very good. And yet the opportunity is there. We must be so careful. And always remember that Radharani at no time is trying to enjoy it. Radharani is in no time distributing the mood of enjoyment. It's always in the mood of serving. And if we don't understand this, we misunderstand it, Rasa Pasa is there. And when Rasa Pasa is there, then nothing will stop me. She doesn't allow that person to enter. Can't come any way. One may be an illusion of thinking, oh yes, I'm a follower of the maid service of Radharani, for your salvation in that. But it only gets over this. The little suffering manifested as Shokara, one was first most nobody could present anything to them unless they had this dream. So much speculation is there how to serve our nation. Even though there was a need to be, the challenge is to present exactly the move from the servant to servant. No room for speculation. No room for imagination. This is enough fathom the love of Srimati Radha. But when you have some little taste of the mercy of Krishna, one part, transcendental departure, enjoying in the qualities of Vrindavan. So it is enjoyed. But if Srimati Radharani enjoyed the dear most servant, that person who is so attractive that she attracts Krishna. That person who is such pain that every single living entity is not engaged in Krishna. Their ocean of compassion. This is Srimati Radharani. Krishna has taken on the mood of Srimati Radharani. And thus compassion is flowing from the living entities. That same master leader of which Radha and Krishna are the center. A great personality like Mahadev, Lakshmi, Ananda, cannot even approach. Radha and Krishna in one form will come and dance out that Vasini or Yuga Sankirtan with their intimate devotees. And call everyone, Jai Jago! Jai Jago! Wake up and come and join me. This is the compassion of Srimati Radha. So we appeal to that compassionate mood. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Power. Don't give fools and rascals in this world. Go out and form this austerity, go out and form that austerity, and somehow I'll get it to your love of God. Is it just a joke? Nothing is more powerful than bhakti. Hare Krishna. Adhya Srimati Radharani, please engage in Krishna's service. This automatically means please make me a follower in the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan. Understanding the prophecy. So now that you speak to me, becoming more tolerant than you, devoid of your senses, and especially willing to offer and accept the things. Giving up all attachments, not desiring anything for myself. I can become the intimate maid servant of Nanda's son. Krishna. Not by some artificial practice, but actually something to go to the trouble of the to make the body shake, tears flow from the eyes. But this artificial will not pay the price. Only full strength. And in that state of full strength, then naturally tears will flow from the eyes. Now it is not possible. Nectar will come in through the ears. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And will fill up the heart. So how does it flow out? The liquid flowing has to flow out. The body will have to shake. A spilling empty starts to wake up again. The moon back. Eventually we will have come to that state, not the same stage as Srimati Radharani, but that stage of complete strength. No more feeling I want to be enjoyed. It's in that state where I just have no recognizing. Oh, you're speaking so nicely. Oh, everything is recognized at once. Oh, you're playing the lungs so well. Yes, I know. I hear the longing for his rubbish to enter inside. Praise. And that is why, because we're feeding on that garbage of self-praise, longing for that. That is why the pure men cannot enter. Then come to me. But this is just the very first step. Giving up all attachment to the body, giving up all attachment to the world, giving up thinking that there's any shortcomings in this world, any shortcomings in this mind and senses, intelligence. It's the first step. Surrendering to the service position, surrendering to the satisfaction of the senses position. Satisfaction, surrender. And then the emotion find over and over again. Why these excessive symptoms come to me? I'm trying to search. Why this disturbs? Because I don't want to be the enjoyers. I want to be the satisfiers of the choices. She might be right about these. Spring. Srimati Bhagavani is down the tube, they call a small breeze which blows out to like winter. And Ryan is waiting to feel that breeze. Because he feels fuel that.
Because I'm unqualified.
mercy is there, we're qualified, so we've got the opportunity to come to the Sanctified movement. Now, we can't carry on saying, oh, I'm not qualified, please give me more, vice versa, I'm not qualified to surrender. Wake up and find out the association of persons who are actually trying to serve. And start serving those persons. So you can get there and see. Because it never was impossible to be able to light a fire by the throwing of the disciples. And never will it be possible. Yes. Ladika Devi. Yes, we spoke about Ladika Devi. We can't approach Radha and Krishna without the grace of Ladika Devi. Ladika Devi's business is to keep Radharani harsh. Radharani doesn't always listen to Ladika Devi, but still, she tries to train her like that. She must be very harsh. But how can you understand? The Lord even becomes very angry if you try to separate your animation. Rather without Krishna and Krishna without Radha, then there is no existence. This is the existence. Radha doesn't do anything without Krishna and Radha. So even Krishna has to pay to Radha. Allow me to have darshan done. Actually, the Goswami says that Ladita is 27 days older than Srimati Radharani, but actually there is no birth date, no appearance date. Given the Gaudiya calendar, the appearance date is on the works.
Yeah.
Cousins, daughter of the Shabbos brother. She was in town in Victoria. Rabbi never takes one footstep outside of the family. Never. Her expansion goes to Kurukshetra. Another expansion appears in the materials. But Rabbi never. Even dreams are going on. And even though it appears that Radhani has so many competitors, Sanyavali, Shaikar, Padman, everyone in Vrindavan is devoted to Radhani. Everyone. Even though she appears to be, but their simple desire is to bring more Krishna to Radhani. Chandravali attracts Krishnavali and Radhavali begins to experience deeper in this separation and ever experience it for any people. In this way she said to me, Radhavali is the heartbeat of the man. Every brain of God's community, every worship in God. Never about Krishna. Never want to see the separation. Not even those. Because they understand Radhavani enters into the new separation. She really enters into the new separation. Union in separation. Krishna becomes even stronger than Sankara. And Uddhava saw Radhavani's Mahabharata. He didn't just become the Lord. He became totally. But beyond his comprehension, so let me sing the prayer, let me take the word. Wasn't that he had some understanding, which was completely beyond his comprehension. But how somebody could be so much absorbed in that new separation. Not to be found anywhere in that room, but in the water, in the soil, it's not to be found. Ramalke, 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 Ramalke,